Today is the 15th Sunday after Pentecost. The epistle for today's Mass is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Galatians. Brethren, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be made desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Brethren, and if a man be overtaken in any fault, you who are spiritual, instruct such a one in a spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so you shall fulfill the law of Christ. For if any man think himself to be something, whereas he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let everyone prove his own work, and so he shall have glory in himself only, and not in another. For everyone shall bear his own burden. And let him that is instructed in the word communicate to him that instructeth him in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For what things a man shall sow, those also shall he reap. For he that soweth in his flesh, of the flesh also shall reap corruption. But he that soweth in the Spirit, of the Spirit shall reap life everlasting. And in doing good let us not fail, for in due time we shall reap not failing. Therefore, whilst we have time, let us work good to all men, but especially to those who are of the household of the faith. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 7. At that time, Jesus went into a city called Nain, and there went with him his disciples and a great multitude. And when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, a dead man was carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and the great multitude of the city was with her. Whom when the Lord had seen, being moved with mercy towards her, he said to her, "Weep not." And he came near and touched the bier, and they that carried it stood still. And he said, "Young man, I say to thee, arise." And he that was dead sat up and began to speak. And he delivered him to his mother. And there came a fear on them all, and they glorified God, saying, "A great prophet is risen up amongst us, and God hath visited his people." Thus are the words of today's Holy Gospel. And he said, "Young man, I say to thee, arise." And he that was dead sat up and began to speak. These words are taken from today's gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Among the fathers of the church, the most illustrious was St. Augustine. He was born on November 13th in the year 354. His mother was St. Monica, and his father's name was Patricius. St. Monica endured many sorrows in her marriage to Patricius because he was a heathen. He was a purely secular man. He was unrestrained in his excesses and quick to violence and anger. In the midst of these trials, St. Monica brought up her son, St. Augustine. He became a well-behaved child and was given a good education. As long as he was under the influence of his mother, he would do well. But as he grew older, he came to ignore the good influence of his mother. His father, Patricius, was very proud of him. He was especially proud of his exceptional intelligence, to the point that Augustine's spiritual well-being was set aside in the interest of his worldly success. Patricius wished his son to have the best education, no matter the cost or consequences. And so when Augustine turned 16, Patricius sent him to the city of Carthage, which is located in modern Tunisia. And there he fell into a very sinful way of life. And as often happens, his loss of morals was followed by the destruction of his faith. With his friend Honoratus, he became a member of the Manichaean heretical sect. This sect taught that while God created spiritual things, Satan created the physical world. Augustine's loss of faith and morals pierced his mother's heart with a sword of sorrow. St. Monica made many attempts to bring her son back to the faith and to the love of God. By motherly affection and sound Catholic teaching, she sought his conversion. But he would not listen because his sinfulness was too great and his pride was all-consuming. But this Holy Mother Monica refused to give up or to despair of his salvation. She stormed heaven with her prayers and with confidence. She implored Almighty God to convert her son from his sinful behavior and heretical beliefs. Augustine resisted and even sought to destroy his mother's faith. But the prayers of a mother are very powerful. And so it was that in time, 30 years in fact, the prayers of St. Monica prevailed. By the prayers and tears of St. Monica, not only did Augustine return to the Catholic faith, but he became one of the greatest saints the Church has ever produced. In fact, his conversion is described by one author as one of the most important events in the history of the Church. He also became one of the greatest theologians and doctors of the Church. He wrote so many treatises and works that it would be very difficult for one man to study all of them in one lifetime. On the heresy of Manichaeism alone, he wrote 40 books of refutation. Thus, St. Augustine was converted from a life of sin to a life of grace. His soul was once a toy of the devil. After his conversion and repentance, he was a friend and child of God through his sanctifying grace. In the Gospel of today's Mass, our Lord was traveling with a large crowd. These people were his disciples and those who wished to hear the sublime teachings of the Divine Master. Now, as our Lord approached the gates of the city of Nain, wherein he sought to preach, a large group of its citizens were exiting the city. At the head of the group, a corpse was being carried to its final resting place. The group was exiting the city because it was a Jewish custom to bury the dead in gardens or in unfrequented places outside the towns. St. Luke tells us that the corpse was that of a young man. He was the only son of his mother. His mother was a widow. For these two reasons, the fact that she had already lost her husband and the fact that now she had lost her only son, a very great multitude from the city was with her. Many people accompanied her, for they had compassion on her. As the people of the city showed her compassion, so also did our Lord. Our Lord, seeing her sorrow, was moved with mercy towards her, and he said to her, "Weep not." He said, weep not, for he was about to remove the cause of her great sorrow. And this he did by drawing near to the body and touching it. Those who were carrying the body stood still. And our Lord said, young man, I say to thee, arise. A wondrous thing happened. He that was dead sat up and began to speak. And our Lord gave him to his mother. The gospel ends with St. Luke saying that a fear came on them all. And they glorified God, saying, a great prophet is risen up amongst us. It was through the tears of the widow of Nain that our Lord raised to life her only son. Life was restored to his body by a simple command of our Lord when he said to the young man, arise. It was through the tears and prayers of Saint Monica that our Lord raised to life the soul of her son, Saint Augustine. Saint Augustine, who had lived for many years in sinful excesses, was raised from that life of sin to a life of grace. We must never forget, my dear friends, that our Lord Jesus Christ came to save, not to condemn. Just as he raised the body of the dead man to natural life, so did he raise the soul of Augustine from spiritual death to spiritual life, from a state of sin to a state of grace. And he does this for all who humble themselves before him in confession. Sacramental confession is the ordinary means that the Son of God himself established for the forgiveness of sins. The sacrament of penance instituted by Christ was given to us as a gift of his love and mercy from his Sacred Heart. By it, our sins are forgiven. Sanctifying grace is restored or increased within us. And we have the confidence that we have been restored to the friendship of God. A certain priest, once commenting on the mercy of the confessional, said that while the sacrament of penance is a court of justice, it is also a court of mercy. It is a greater act to raise the soul from the state of sin to the state of grace than to raise a dead body to life. The power of absolution given by the priest far surpasses the restoration of a dead body to natural life. For the power of absolution in the sacrament of penance is essentially supernatural and imparts forgiveness and supernatural life. My dear friends, we need the sacrament of penance. In this godless modern world, we are constantly surrounded by temptations, especially through television, bad movies, the internet, and bad companions. Our greatest weapon against sin is frequent and devout reception of the sacraments. And so I encourage you to frequently go to confession. The grace that is given in this sacrament will strengthen you to fight valiantly the temptations which assail you. If, God forbid, you have the misfortune of falling into mortal sin, do not delay going to confession. The priest sits in the confessional as one who is ready to help you. Do not be afraid or do not be embarrassed by what you have to tell the priest. If you are having trouble trying to figure out what to say, simply ask the priest for help. And always ask Our Lady, Our Heavenly Mother, for light and strength to make good confessions frequently. For the Immaculate Heart of Mary will lead you to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And as Christ raised to life the widow's son and raised to supernatural life the soul of St. Augustine, so also will he say to us, arise, and our soul will also be lifted up to the life of sanctifying grace. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.